This is the blessings of the household of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that within his own household he found a madrasa. The grandfather was a great alim, the father was a great alim as well. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he began his studies, and his fundamental studies were under his blessed father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it is mentioned that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he completed his studies under his father at a mere age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. Just think for a moment, an individual, he completes his studies, the age, 13 years, 10 months and 4 days.
What type of studies you hear you're talking about? You know, maybe the viewers of Madni Channel think, okay, maybe he's finished primary school. Normally you will find that up to year 5 is completed at that sort of age and moving on to secondary school. So what type of studies are you talking about?
This studies that I'm referring to, obviously, isn't secular studies. But rather, these studies are Islamic studies. What we know today in this day and age as the Alim course or the Dars-e Nizami course that we know in this day and age. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he completed that when he was only 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. The reason why I'm kind of mentioning this is, like, imagine, look, we've got children in our households. I was at that age as well. You was at that age as well. What was our situation when we were at that age? 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. We can't remember what we were doing at that time. We didn't have sense at that time.
I think a child doesn't even know the basics of deen, majority of the people at that age.
Unfortunately.
They are unaware of the basics. If you were to ask a child at that age regarding the rules regarding salah or even wudu or ghusl, maybe a child wouldn't, a child at that age would not know. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi, and you're saying he's completed Dars-e Nizami or the Alim course. Now, Alim course, what, this Dars-e Nizami, what's the period of this in the normal sense? So the people are aware that
during the time of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the students of knowledge at that time, they used to study for 25 years. And now slowly, as the time has been getting harder, there's less interest in our common folk to study the religion of Islam. It come down from 10 to 15 to 10 years. Now, then come down to 8 years. And now it's even come down further than that to 6 years. So at that time, at the time of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it was 25 years. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he completed these studies at the age of 13 years. But that's not it. Just completing the studies is one thing. But Allah Hazrat, it is mentioned that at this age, on the day of the completion of the studies of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he gave a reply to an answer as well. His first fatwa was written at this age as well. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he gave this answer, and then it was endorsed by his father. And then on that time, not only was it endorsed, then Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's blessed father, he gave Allah Hazrat the ijazat and the permission to start answering questions as well. So from that time, Allah Hazrat was then also not to become an alim, but also a mufti of the deen as well.
And even after Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he gave the first fatwa, that wasn't all, was it?
No, that wasn't all. Obviously, since that was the beginning of the uruj, of the excellence and the heights of this great imam, he began from there, and it is mentioned that up until the father of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi remained alive, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would get his fatawa checked by his father.
You know, today if we give an opinion or we give an answer to something, we think that's it. No, we can't be wrong. And Allah Hazrat, look how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali is, and how he's safeguarding the knowledge, and he's being cautious, and he's still getting it checked by his father. It's unique, and the humbleness of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali also being seen from this.
If we look at our situation, someone asks us a question, we're 50-50 on it in our mind. Okay, not, there's one thing being 100% certain, and there's one thing being 50-50 in our mind, that maybe is this, but it could be this as well. But if I say to the other person that I don't know the answer, what is he going to think of me? He's going to think that, oh, fulan person, he doesn't know the answer for such a simple issue. We go around this mind. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, what we learn from these grand personalities, and in our day and age, Alhamdulillah, we learn from Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Bakatman Aliya as well, such a grand personality. Yeah? He says that I'm not going to start Madri Muzaffar until someone sits from Darul Iftah sitting next to me.
Subhanallah,
a mufti of Darul Iftah, Islam Bidah of Darul Iftah al-Sunnah is sitting next to me. This is the ihtiyat and the caution the precaution that these grand personalities take. But look at us, look at me and you. In our society, we have people that they don't have the knowledge. Yeah, and when someone asks them, rather than saying, I don't know, I'm unaware of the question, I'll find out and I'll get back to you, we just make up whatever comes into our mind, give left, right, center, put it in his plate and say, this is the answer.
I think people feel ashamed if they don't answer back. And that's what some people feel, that if I don't answer back, they might think, oh, he doesn't know nothing.
Yeah. That's the sad reality. We feel ashamed, but we don't look at the other side of the picture, that if we are giving an incorrect answer, if we are giving something that is against the Sharia, and then Allah questions us on the Day of Judgment, that how we told a person against the Sharia, what sort of embarrassment and shame we will have to face on the Day of Judgment. If we look on that side, then inshallah definitely we will gain the faizan of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala as well, and we will make sure that whatever rulings, especially related to Islam, okay, normal general discussions is slightly different and the ruling on that is slightly less harsh. But especially when it's talking about the rulings of Islam, then definitely we must make sure that it is 100% certain. Okay, we can give our life upon it, that this thing that I am mentioning, it is 100% correct. Then only then we can mention it for